This is episode 1753. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a very important series we are going to be exploring this week. If you're new to this podcast, I welcome you. And how we do things here is we explore a theme for an entire week. This allows you to explore a particular topic in depth so that you can enhance and improve your life as you meditate. And if you are a regular listener, I thank you for listening and for showing up day in and day out. I know some of you have been with me for over 4 years and listened to every single episode, and there are 1,753 of those episodes as of today. So, in this week's series, the theme we're exploring is managing addiction. You may or may not struggle with an addiction. There are the more disruptive addictions, such as drug or alcohol abuse, or pornography, or sex addiction. Those are actually the most common addictions, as I've done research for this series. Those are the most prevalent addictions. Those are the addictions that are pretty disruptive to your life. In fact, they change your prefrontal lobes of your brain. And meditation helps to strengthen the prefrontal lobes of your brain. And so you are in the right place doing the right thing as you get ready to meditate if you struggle with some of those more disruptive addictions. Now, all addiction is disruptive to certain degrees. There are other addictions that might be more mild addictions, such as maybe you're addicted to exercise. Maybe you are addicted to working. Maybe you are addicted to negative thinking or to ice cream or chocolate. Whatever your addiction may be, know that if you think, oh, I'm safe because I don't have any of those serious addictions. Maybe I work out a little bit too much, but working out is really good for me. Know that anything that you do that rewires your brain, such as doing something consistently that could be good for your brain, such as meditation, or doing it excessively that interrupts other areas of your life, this can lead you down the path to more disruptive addictions. In fact, it's important to be aware of, which you'll also explore throughout this week's series, some addictions that may be lurking out there that you unknowingly may, at some time in your life, encounter. And I'm thinking in particular of opioid addiction. You may think there is no way you would ever become addicted to opioids. Well, I discovered through my research for this series that the majority of people who are addicted to opioids never had any intention of even taking any kind of painkiller. The majority of the people who find themselves addicted to opioids started taking opioids due to an injury or even pulled or a root canal, and they were prescribed painkillers. And even after taking a few of these painkillers, these unsuspecting people found they wanted and even required more and more and more. So it's important to know what could lead you on the path to addiction. And if you find yourself with a mild or even a more disruptive addiction, what you can do to manage that addiction and to guide yourself onto a path of empowerment where you are able to rely on yourself for these self-soothing needs. So this is what you'll explore in this week's series. If this is a series that really speaks to you, or maybe you know a loved one that struggles with addiction, you might want to listen to the full guided meditations that I share each and every day on the Sip and Om meditation app. And there you can try, when you subscribe, for 2 weeks free access to the full app. There is a library of over 1,700 guided meditations there. And you also will receive more insight and more tools, such as a journal that has a daily reflection question customized for this week's theme of managing addiction. You also have a slowdown guide with meditation techniques, one for each day, customized to help you manage addiction. So you get a few other perks there as well. So you can head over there and try it free, the Sip and Om meditation app. For you, as you launch into this important series, settle yourself down and begin to relax your mind and body, knowing you are doing for yourself something very important as you meditate. And as you begin to relax your mind and body, begin to notice where you feel tension and try to loosen up that area of tension. Feel it soften and expand. Notice your emotions that may be associated with that tension. And as you become calmer, as you meditate and go about your day, notice where you feel good in your body and what makes you feel good now in this moment. What thoughts, what feelings help you to feel good? And notice a change in your body and in your relaxation, knowing you created this. You empowered yourself to experience this peaceful state. And you will continue that all week long. Sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Always leave your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.